The farm bill that cleared the Senate Thursday cuts some $24 billion over the next decade. It would end direct federal subsidies to farmers who've relied on those payments since the 1980s. Tonsiger says farmers are doing well enough economically that there's less need now for government assistance.
We've seen some real success the last 3 years in the agricultural community, had wonderful exports, strong prices, and this kind of program kind of adjusts to the time. The time we're in now, and hopefully we'll have strong prices for many years.
The farm bill now goes to the House, where its passage is less certain. Lawmakers must pass a final measure before the start of the federal fiscal year in October. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Kevin Lavery.